The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. I don't know about where you are, but mid-Michigan, according to what I see on the weather forecast, it's going to be a fabulous day to get out and fire up that grill. It's supposed to be just pushing a little north of 80 where we are. I got a little bit of partly cloudy sky, and I'm sitting in the middle of a parking lot with about 100 Mopar muscle cars. I tell you what, I wish you were here. It's if you're not, get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome back to The Grilling Guys. I am the original InfraRedneck, and I'm really happy that you're joining us. Jop and I travel around the state grilling for people. Today we are in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is our home base, and we are at a K&M Dodge, which is like the biggest Dodge dealer on this side of the state. And we have our Good One smoker setting up out front. I came down here last night, and one of the fleet managers, Tim Noyes, and I were out back firing up that Good One about 10 o'clock last night. We put 130 pounds of butt on, and we're talking pork butt, okay? It is so good. I made up a really wonderful rub, and these folks up and down this strip today are going to get to taste some classic Kansas City-style pulled pork.
Awesome. But speaking about pulled pork and awesome meat, we've got a butcher on the line right now that Bob had met up in Bay City this past week. Craig, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Craig, good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy day. Now, let me set this up. This is Craig Ozarzak, and I stumbled onto him on the Internet a few months ago. It wasn't a Craigslist listing or anything like that. The guy has a cool website. And his website doesn't do the business justice because it's a gigantic butcher shop in Bay City. Okay, Gonzo, I don't know how you did your homework, but you went by like one of the best barbecue shacks in Michigan, and that should have been on the tour. Craig, you definitely would have been one of the top-ranking barbecue shacks in this tour that MLive's doing right now, and I don't know how those guys missed you, but my apologies on their behalf.
Not a problem. Want everybody to come out and try it. It's quite interesting. I've been doing it for quite a few years. I'm a family butcher when I started. My father started this, and I came along, and then we opened the barbecue probably 10 years ago, and we got 14 first-place trophies in barbecue cooking.
Wow, that's fantastic, Craig. So if somebody wanted to find you, where are you located?
I'm in Bay City, Michigan. I'm on 1411 South Winona.
And the name of the business is?
Meats and More. And then I got a rib shack outside called Meaty's Roadhouse Barbecue.
Okay, that rib shack is totally sweet. It's galvanized metal. It looks kind of like something you'd roll up on in North Carolina. It's galvanized sheet metal. It's got a welded steel frame. It could just about be a Harley shop. I mean, you don't do anything half, baked. But I tasted your barbecue. I tasted your beans. They were out of the world. And by the end of that night, after Rob and I left your place, those beans were tearing me up on my back deck. I shouldn't share that on statewide radio, but those beans were great. Lasting power. You have a butcher shop that has probably 120 foot of casing in it, and you have, I don't know what, 60, 70 different sausages you make there?
Yes, we do. And the thing that's cool about our sausage is we use no milk powders, no fillers. Everything's homemade from scratch. We're all old school, but it's really, really good quality.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot here. We, our job here is to help Michigan and America, people in the Internet, all over the world, whatever, get their grilling game up and become better on their back decks. What would be a basic thing you could impart people with in terms of how they can be a better griller? What is one of the biggest mistakes you see people making?
I'd say one of the biggest mistakes is flipping it too many times or rolling it too many times or cooking it too high of a heat. Because when you flip it or grill it, the less you touch it, the better it is. Because every time you touch it, you drain it. Or people poke holes in sausages to drain the fat out of them. Fat's our friend. That's beautiful. Leave it in there.
Yeah, that's a big no-no. Never, just don't even, if you give anybody some barbecue tools for a present, chuck the fork or save it for, the neighbor's dog. Yeah. You don't want to be poking your meat.
Or your husband.
Ooh, from the nickel seats. Wow.
Craig, you are joined here by the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Press. She does not have a store in Bay City yet, but you could probably sell their oils and balsamics up at your shop.
Or make some sausages with them.
Oh.
That'd be a combination.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever try any balsamic in sausage?
No, I haven't, but I'd give it a whirl.
Well, I'll tell you what, this little lady's going to send you up a bottle.
Sounds like a road
speak
trip.
For her right now.
Yeah.
Well, we're
going to
be pretty
drive,
close
I
to him in a couple.
You, I'll buy you lunch.
Oh, yeah. Deal.
The dude will do that, too. So anyway, we're talking with Craig Ozarzak from Meats and Moore. It's M-O-O-R, if you're looking it up on the internet. M-O-O-R-E. And that's a moo, I take it, for the cow side of your market.
Yep. That's what it is.
Anyway,
meatsandmoore.us.
I travel all over the country with barbecue guys, and I want to say this publicly. You are dialed in, man. You have the smoke. You've got the profiles. You really get it, and you're a rarity. And that's why I was really hoping that you would join us this morning and share a little bit of your business with us. And I'm challenging anybody out there, if you ever get to Bay City, you've got to look this guy up, because there are not many barbecue shacks that throw down barbecue like this guy does. That rub, I did use your rub, by the way. It's excellent. Yes. Excellent.
Good to hear. I try to do a really good job. I try to keep everything simple. And I think that's where a lot of people overdo it. They put too much complexity into trying to barbecue, and I try to keep everything really simple.
Yeah, well, Craig, it's very nice of you to join us. We're going to let you go and get back to work. I'm sure you've got a shop full of people there, and we'll be talking to you again someday.
All right, hey, thank you.
You bet. That's Craig Ozarzak, Meats and Moore, Bay City. Dude's got barbecue down, man. I'm telling you, Jop, this guy's a pro.
Yeah, you and Rob stopped by there on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to break down our friend Captain Ken from Gyra Charters. Took the grilling guys and Cowboy Rob Russell out on a little walleye charter on Wednesday. We had a great day. We limited out. We're going to break that down. We had a little interview with Captain Ken that we're going to come up with in the next segment. It wouldn't be the grilling guys unless we gave you a couple recipes on how to grill that walleye. I actually deep fried a little bit of it last night and grilled some of it as well. I'm sure Shasta, you can help us out with maybe some oils that we could use to baste our walleye with as well, so that we can come up with just some great flavor profiles. You know, walleye doesn't need a lot, but a little bit on it is pretty good. So.
Wherever you're listening from, go to your local party store and look for a brand of Michigan beer called Schmoes. The brewer's here with us. He's going to be up later, too. Chaz Thompson from Schmoes is here, and he just brought us up a little taste of something here. We're going to actually do a little taste testing on the air, Jop.
Okay, you know what? That's not wrong. It's always good when Chaz shows
cold
up.
Cold beer and Mopar.
Right, yeah. Can't go wrong. Yeah, separate the two, though. They don't go together that well. But anyway, stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.